Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. This is the final episode of our three podcast series looking at the challenge of converting direct bookings. So far, in episode one, we explored how your marketing and distribution strategy can make you more attractive. And in episode two, we looked at how hoteliers can make their website more engaging and sticky. Today, in our final episode, our guests Isham, Tina, and Shane consider ways hotels can increase their chance to convert those lookers into bookers. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
I want to move us on because I'm conscious of your guys' time as well. So we want to look into, you've attracted the guests, you've done the stuff with the website, you haven't buried your booking link, you've got your navigation okay. Fonts are good, colors are good, images are good. It doesn't just look like a bigger version of an OTA listing, and you've actually spent a bit of time talking about your property, trying to differentiate you, getting the experiences in there that the guests can have and engage with if they book with you. So you've done all that work. You've got that stickiness there. And then, boy, do you make it difficult for them to try and go ahead and actually say book. So, Isha, how do you? Let's start with you as you were the last one talking there. How do we kind of? I don't like to use the word trigger because that's used negatively now. How do we get them to want to book? How do we incentivize? How do we encourage? How do we get them into that booking process? And then maybe we can talk about that booking journey and some of the mistakes that you see and where you would be making some changes, and we'll get input from all three of you. So Isham, if you can just kick us off on that thought process.
Sure. So let's start with the figures. I think there's different specific metric that float around, but there's a quite high bounce rate. Not really bounce rate, but a drop-off rate. So a cart abandonment, whatever you want to call it, about 80%. Mm-hmm. So depending on the industries, but I think travel, we're around the 80%. So you have to convince users one way or another to stay on the website. We know price is very important. So whether having a price comparison, so motivating them either on the price side of things, so whether it's a discount, promos, or add value for luxury properties, that it's important they don't discount, but it show you that you can have more by booking direct. So I think that's the key. Right away when they land on the website, it's very salesy, but it is, you're fighting, that's the war terms. So we're fighting for the attention of that's a specific visitor, and you have to make sure that you're making your mark and you're making that impact. So I think that's the first of it. Second, I'm sure that you guys will talk about it and make it as relevant as possible for them. Mm-hmm. So then it opens the door for personalization and other things. But it's at that specific moment, how can you incentivize them with whatever you have accessible to you, whether it's packages, discounts, and so on, to convince them to move to the next phase, to make it to the booking engine, as a first step.
That makes sense. Tina?
So yes, to all of those things. I think something, Shane, that you had said, and I'm sure you were going to say it again, so now I've stolen it from you. I do think it's really important is people now have become so used to transacting online, and they are used to having their data protected, and they're used to, you know, they demand a sense of security when they put credit card information in. And so without that sort of, you know, wording and security throughout that booking process, I mean, you're gonna lose a lot of people. I can't tell you the times I've chosen to book back through something like Expedia, because I'm like, ooh, this feels a little
a little sketchy.
It's a little janky. So making sure that process is super seamless. The only other thing I think is interesting, and I've seen this done really well on some sites, for some hotels, and really not well on others, is a lot of people don't always have set dates. And so as they're going through the booking process, you know, making it easy for them to understand how rates are sort of differ over a period of time. So if they're choosing one weekend maybe they've just sort of defaulted to that, but then, you know, you see the calendars and they have lots of all the rates. And so maybe someone's going to pick a different, you know, a different date. Things like that encourage faster booking because then they don't feel like they have to go back and shop around and do other things.
That's
really small thing, but it makes a difference.
That reminds just quickly, and I'll give you a chance then to think of something else, Shane, although I think you're already okay. But there's a low-cost airline we have in the UK. There's a few of them. There's one in particular. But I have to say, whilst it irritates me as an airline, its booking process I love, because when it presents its rates, it gives me like 30 days.
Yeah.
And so to your point, if I'm not fixed on the date I have to go, I can actually work out, I can put these combinations together. And then sometimes you're saving up to like £100 for a return flight just because you can alter the days. But again, when I've been to websites for hotels, I've got to put my dates in and then it'll tell me. And then if I want different dates, I've got to go back. And I've got to put different dates in. And then it's like, oh, my Lord. Anyway, sorry, that's me ranting again. Shane, over to you. A different point around the booking.
Trevor, that's not the low-cost airline that's going to do standing room only, is it?
I can't comment because they'll probably okay.
see
me.
Yeah, fair enough. I saw that. I'm like, well, that's one way to win the price war. So I think a yes to everything that's been said, for sure. I was going to kind of dig into a little bit on the booking engine, experience. Right, the booking engine is really, when you're talking about that conversion piece, what that booking experience really looks like, right? The ability to compare prices, the ability to understand the features, the room, the rate, and the package, all within that booking experience. And another thing that I think is really important is one of the things we have with our booking engine that I know is out there is rate comparison. So somebody could actually say, what is the direct rate versus what it is that I'm actually providing to the OTAs? So you're getting a better package, a better offer on the direct website if you book today. And they have real-time integration with the channel manager and their rate distribution. So your direct website is the most competitive thing in the booking experience, and they can see that right there in the booking engine and booking process. So with all that navigation, understanding the pricing, the packaging, the availability, and being able to do that across on a cross-section of time, also saying, we not only is all this here, but just so you know, you're getting the best deal here because this is what the rates are other places. And that comes with the booking engine that's tied into your rates and your channel manager strategy. That's real time. So those things are all moving together and they're not independent of each other or they're not lagging on each other. That's an important piece on that conversion.
Well, I want to pick up on that because tying that back into, you know, we almost talk about these things in isolation, but they're not. They're all interdependent and mm-hmm. linked. I mean, just linking to your revenue strategy as well and making sure your rates are right. But I guess, Isham, to your point where you say, I mean, one of the things that you do is around that messaging, the bit that Tina was talking about where it's like book now, but you kind of go on a bit more personalization. But it's important that not only is it personalized, but it's also linked to what you need for the property as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a bit the point that you mentioned before, availability, and using availability to your advantage and being able to see, let's say, all the dates. So you're not willing to give same discount weekend versus the weekday, depending on your type of property. So that's one of the main things that we try to kind of link as much together is, one, what the hotel is looking, what the user is looking for, trying to make that experience as relevant as possible. And second, what the hotel is trying to sell and what's their priorities in terms of revenue, in terms of inventory and availability and so on. So using a kind of a availability as one of key components to where do I send this traffic? The most extreme case would be if there's nothing to sell, there's nothing to sell. Conversion rate will be zero. So you can have the best experience and the biggest 99% discount, there's nothing to sell, there's nothing to sell. So that's a bit of going from that extreme to kind of dispatching the user towards the date that makes sense. And depending on the dates, on some, you'd be willing to make more of an effort to kind of convince them to stay on those dates. For the users, that might be a bit more price sensitive versus the others. And in some specific specific dates, you can also do the opposite. When you're at your highest level in terms of revenue margins, hotels make the most of their money in high season and they compensate for the the bad months. So at that specific time, how can you make sure that you not leave in one room empty, and really motivating people to stay and finding the right combinations in terms of revenue strategy, longer stays, those kind of things, those kind of classic tactics from revenue, but making sure you implement those on the website.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. We could talk about this for hours, and maybe we'll get you guys back on again to dig a bit deeper into some of these specifically. But I want to try and kind of pull this together, because if you're then sitting there and thinking, okay, what are some of the key? So we've heard about website. We need to get a website right. We've heard about booking engines. So I guess if we're looking at distribution, we're looking at channel managers within there as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've spoken about then that messaging, the trying to incentivize and convert that booking. So a platform that presents those opportunities, personalized packages to try and encourage them to actually move into that booking process and to do it now. There's some other bits I want to throw in to get your viewpoint, but under some of the core pieces of anything else in that tech space outside of those things, I guess CRM. I mean, to your point, Tina, I mean, you're having the data, understanding your guest, how you're utilizing that data. I mean, the CRM is going to be pretty critical to underpin that. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's sometimes really overwhelming, right? I mean, even just your list right now of all these things, right? For a hotelier, it's a lot. I think if you sort of bring it to the basics of who is your guest, what is your hotel great at, right? What is your offering? And you know, how are you telling that story? And you need the rates for sure, right? There's a tech enablement of, we have to make sure our rates are getting to the right places at the right time to maximize revenue for sure. But you know, when you think about packages, think about it in terms of, you don't need a million different packages. You know, you don't need to be testing a million things. I think people get really overwhelmed with like the conversation around data, but really all we're trying to understand is performance and the guest at the end of the day. And so if hoteliers, I think, can stay focused on that, which they know, right? And that's something, you are a GM, you're an owner, you're an operator of a hotel, that is, you live that all day long, right? That's very comfortable for you. So sort of putting it into that framework hopefully makes people feel a little bit less overwhelmed about all the buzzwords that float around sometimes.
It makes sense. Shane, your kind of summary tech piece?
Yeah, so I'd say the thing that's important to realize, not to use a cliche, but I will, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? And when you look at the website piece, you know, looking at your keywords, looking at your structure of your website, it's going to take time for the search engines to index that. So when you make those changes today, it's going to take time, and that's okay, right? But ensuring that you optimize the booker journey on your website, understand your guests and the potential guests and the experience you want them to have is paramount, right? Make sure you have that. You have the booking engine that's kind of connected to your rates and your channel manager. Then you can start looking at your rates. What's your rate strategy? How does it compare to your market? What are those different packages? And all those can happen while you're connected to, let's say, 90% OTA self-group. Mm-hmm. Once you have those pieces, you have a little bit of sense there, then start working on the distribution strategy. People don't just switch overnight. That distribution channel mix will evolve over time. You can experiment with things. That's okay, right? But the ultimate thing is get that website and that booking engine piece there. Let it start indexing in Google with your SEO keywords. Then start looking at your rates and your packages. And then start looking at that visibility piece and the distribution mix and getting yourself more visible for those direct bookings and optimizing how you do those rates on distribution channels. And it's a marathon. Don't do it all in one day. Take those steps over time and you're going to see those changes and the increase in your revenue and occupancy numbers.
That makes sense. And Isham, I'll let you wrap this up and have the final word on this piece for us.
Yeah, I think these guys have covered everything. Just so in terms of technology, what I would just add is I think from a tech perspective, a tech company perspective, integrations is key. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, I think the industry has evolved quite a bit in this sense, and all tools are now trying to integrate with everything else. So whatever they're not doing themselves, even if they do it, they still connect to others. If I'm sure, I think at least a Cloudbed and Vince, you have a booking engine, but probably connect to other booking engines as well, mm-hmm. and so on. And same thing for channel managers. So I think where the industry is going, the fact that there's so many integrations, that makes the data flow easily. So regardless of what tech stack you have, you can always plug and play everything. So that's, I think, one of the key elements to allow the hotel to create quite a bit of automation between systems, use the best of each tool, whatever suits them. And once you have most of things automated, then you can just focus on doing the thinking, really put in place a strategy, let the rest, that the tools do the heavy lifting. And you take the time to understand, looking at analytics, looking at so many different tools, BI tools out there, you can really understand the booking behavior, whether it's on your direct website or in general, how people book your hotel, and take the time to create the right strategy that works for your property.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I think trying to tie this all together back to my original comment that it doesn't need to be a war against the OTAs. The OTAs are a part of your visibility. It's really about maximizing that conversion, the turning the lookers into bookers, trying to be more guest focused, personalized. And the reality is there is a set it and leave it attitude. And that's not a negative thing. It's just because they're time poor or their experience, their knowledge is not in that space. But all of you have articulated, certainly to me and hopefully to those watching and listening, that actually technology can seem a bit daunting, but if it can work together and you can get it integrated properly, and then there's a huge amount of automation that can be done, you can actually be looking and setting and leaving it, and it can kind of let you know when maybe something needs to be tweaked, because you'll be getting the information that you, to your point, Isham, you can then sit there and start to make decisions, and you can analyze and see what's happening. But unless you actually realize that the guest, we have younger generations that are coming to stay at our hotels that are just so technologically savvy. They just expect it. So if we are going to sit there as hoteliers and not embrace this and just say, I will be okay, then there will be other hotels that are embracing it, will embrace it. And your war will no longer be with OTAs. Your war is always with the other hotels they're looking to book with. And I only have to look at my own children at 18 and 21. They very rarely go on, they're all on a mobile, they're all on a iPad, whatever it may be. They're just engaging continually. You create friction for them, man, they are gone. Your app is deleted, they're off, they're trashing you across their social feeds. You are toast. So the more that you can make it as frictionless as possible, it's worth the investment, because at least you're now in the game. At least you've got a chance of winning it. And that's the kind of message I've taken from you guys through this conversation. So hopefully I've understood that. That correctly.
But Trevor, you said something so funny when you were talking about sort of swiping through the rooms. And I'm always reminded that my nephew, he's now 7, but when he was maybe 3, I will never forget this. He was so used to, they're so, to your point, they're so technologically enabled. He walked up to the TV and he put his finger on it and he tried to swipe. And I was like, what? And he's like, what's going on? And so it's so true. They're just inherently, that's the mentality. And so someone has to figure out how to swipe those room types through. For the new generation.
I've got ideas.
Yeah.
Brilliant, guys. Look, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I know I've taken a bit more of your time. So thank you. Thank you so much for staying with us and giving so much insight. It's really appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest. And thanks again to Isham, Tina, and Shane for joining us. you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.